You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. As always, your host here, Colt Molesky, bringing you Timberwolves content. Make sure to check out the Locked On NBA show as we get the season kicked off. Make sure to keep checking out the Locked at Locked On T-Wolves Twitter, my Twitter account at C Molesky, M-O-L-E-S-K-Y, as well as prior podcasts, anywhere you can download podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, all those good spots all over the place. Make sure to keep checking out the Locked On Timberwolves podcast. And we're getting into the season here. Media Day starts today. Launch into Media Week before we get into the preseason. We're very close, people. We're very close. We're on the precipice of starting the 2018-19 season. And so with that, we're going to once again amp up the coverage of the Timberwolves. We're out of the summer. We're out of the dead period. Thank God. It was getting pretty boring until the firestorm hits. You know, it can never just be that all the stories are happening in August when it's the massive dead period. It has to be a week before you start training camp and you have all this drama hit. It's an unfortunate way to launch into it. But the good news is that Karl Anthony Towns is a Minnesota Timberwolf for the long haul. If you missed it over the weekend, he signed a $190 million 5-year extension onto his rookie contract. So he is going to be around for a long time. He is going to be the Timberwolves' future plan. You can see already the Timberwolves changing the script on how they handle Jimmy Butler, as right after they got the extension deal done, they announced that they're going to be very aggressive trying to find a new home for Jimmy Butler. They want him out of here by the end of the week. They have excused him from training camp. He's going to not be at media, the media days. He's not going to be at training camp. They've excused him from all that stuff. Clearly, the goal is to get him out of there as quickly as possible and to get him out of there using the actual front office. Tibbs will not be handling any of this stuff. There's a lot to unpack here, so I'm going to break it down into three sections. So the first section is the Towns extension and what that means for the Timberwolves this year and beyond. Going to talk about Jimmy Butler and landing spots because a few more places have popped up for him. And I'm going to talk about Tibbs and the front office, what all this means. So buckle up. We're going to be here for a second. Sit back and enjoy the show. So first of all, the Towns extension, right away when the Jimmy Butler news broke, I said this is already important, signing Towns to extension, because I think he's one of the, at least the top 20, if not top 15, best players in the NBA right now. Maybe 15 is getting a little overzealous, but for sure a top 20 player. And there were moments when you saw last year him flash that perennial all-star, that real grit, I'm going to take over this game type of blue chip player mentality. Last season, you saw flashes of it, and you're hoping he could recapture that. But obviously, you want to have him on the extension, and even more so if Butler is going to be off the team, if Butler is going to be elsewhere, you definitely need to make sure that happens. So taking care of business there. As far as what this means for the Timberwolves this year and then beyond, this year, if Towns can play like the superstar he is and recapture some of that flash that you saw from last year, and if this team can play more creatively and be more creative both in their roster rotations and in just how they're attacking teams on a night-to-night basis, this team is definitely not out of playoff contention. I know that it seems like with all the drama headed into the season right before we get kicked off, it seems like a little bit far-fetched to say, hey, this team can actually contend for a playoff spot. And I know I've seen at certain places written in certain spots that this might be a throwaway season for the Timberwolves. I don't think that way at all. I think you've got your guy in Towns, and it's unfortunate to lose Butler, but you've got an all-star in Towns that you can build around. He's the center of your team. Clearly the clear number one guy now. Now you need to construct the way you're planning out your game, how you attack a team, the way you're planning out your rotations. You need to be more creative, but you also need to have in mind that this is your centerpiece for your team. Now, how can we be creative off of that? Well, you can go big around Towns. You can pack the line with bigger dudes. Throw Gorgie, throw Gibson out there while he's out there. Dang, go super big. And maybe try and thwart a team that's gone uber small ball or thwart a team that's going a little bigger. You think about when you're playing the Detroit Pistons, Andre Drummond, Blake Griffin. Maybe you throw some really big basketball at them. Or you can have fun with it, throw a bunch of guards around Towns, throw a bunch of guards and wings around Towns. You can go super wing heavy and try and have try and experiment with Towns at the five, and then you have maybe a point guard out there, and then just a bunch of wings and try and attack the perimeter. There's a lot of ways you can get creative with it, and obviously we'll get more into that as we look at some of the preseason games, as we look at this roster. Now what we have left, that'll come later in the week. But just at first glance, getting uber creative around Towns, not just creative in general, is what's going to be key for this Timberwolves team going forward. And then for the future of this team, there's already talk, and this kind of flows into the next point about packaging Gorgie with Jimmy Butler. If you can do that and free up some cap space, the future of this team is next summer try and grab an all-star level player on another big contract who will really push this team forward. Hopefully you're being creative enough and getting Wiggins back to his peak. And now you've got a team that's really young but has some really enticing young guys in Towns, who's an all-star level caliber player who's probably going to be a blue-chip player here. You got Wiggins, who hopefully you can return back to kind of a fringe all-star level form. You've got Josh Okogie, Kita Bates-Jop, who could be really interesting role players. Hopefully Josh Okogie moves into a starter-type position. Tyus Jones, a young guy who's a really interesting point guard prospect. And you've got some guys who can still contribute, not in that twilight of their veteran status, and guys like a Jeff Teague, who will probably hang around a couple more seasons and kind of guide this team to the next stage. And I think this is a very interesting roster. I think that there's a way to sell this team if you can start off the season strong and escape from some of the drama of the summer and what finished out last season. There's a way to sell this team to potential all-star free agents in a way where you can grab that third guy who's going to be so crucial to making a push towards the top of the West again. And so if you can do a few of these things, pretty solid season for the Timberwolves upcoming. Pretty solid. And that's a positive view of it. But hey, you know what? Why would you enter the season uber negatively if you can avoid it? So now on to Jimmy Butler. I want to talk about Jimmy Buckets moving on. And just a few things. If you haven't seen it, Cavaliers and Miami Heat are in the mix for this thing. Obviously, the three teams listed, the Nets, the Clippers, and the Knicks, you got to think about those probably first. But if you can get a solid deal from the Miami Heat, I think that Jimmy Butler could be potentially talked into those guys. Cavaliers, I think, will probably be the harder sales pitch there. I think really the end game is what team can potentially grab Jimmy Butler and a guy like Kyrie Irving, because I really feel like the heavy impact on his decision is going to a team where he can get his buddy Kyrie Irving to join him in the summer free agency. And I think a lot hinges on that. So I think part of the sales pitch has to be, we have the cap space for you and we can get Kyrie as well this summer. And that's got to be a big part of the sales pitch for both the team and the Timberwolves, saying, hey, look, this team can get both of you guys, and try and put the onus on getting Kyrie on the other team, because you're making it clear to Jimmy Butler that this team can sign both of you. Now, the hard part about this is if the Timberwolves are trying to offload Gorgie, a team that thinks that they have to sign Jimmy Butler to a big deal and potentially sign Kyrie to a lot of money as well is going to have a hard time also muscling down Gorgie's contract. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's not part of this at all. And maybe the Kyrie stuff was just kind of float rumors. But it really feels when he mentioned that he wanted to go to the Clippers, the Nets, or the Knicks, especially talking about the Knicks and the Clippers, it really feels like these teams are going to have to prepare for another superstar. You heard so much buzz around the Clippers and Kawhi Leonard, who's going to be a free agent next year. The Knicks and the Kyrie buzz was pretty real last year. And it just feels like these teams are going to have to get ready to sign big contracts to two players basically back-to-back here. And so it's going to be hard for the Timberwolves to really find what they're looking for as far as trade partners, because there's not going to be a team that's going to have enough money, I don't think, to sign both of these guys, at least at first glance. And maybe you can make some shifty money moves if you're a team like the Heat that really wants to get this done. But it's going to be tough for the Timberwolves to move Butler, but they want to do it quickly. And that's the move, is to get this done as fast as possible. You don't want this guy lingering around. You don't want a situation where you have Jimmy Butler on the roster and he plays like two games, kind of like the Kawhi situation, and just potentially being a storyline that drags around the Timberwolves for a season. You want to get it done quickly, and hopefully they can get this deal accomplished before preseason. But those are the new developments there. As far as what you get back from teams like Miami and the Cavaliers, kind of new to this whole sphere of the trade conversation, I'm hoping in a trade with Miami that Justice Winslow is part of that discussion. Obviously, you probably want a pick and maybe another guy. Hopefully, you can finagle that from the Miami Heat, but I would think that conversation has to start with Justice Winslow of the Miami Heat. Helped the perimeter defense of the Timberwolves, and he's somebody who's getting better offensively as well. I think that he has a lot of potential still and a lot of upside. And so I think that he could help the Timberwolves out a lot, and another one of those young pieces for the Timberwolves that they could keep around for a while and have developing around Towns. So I like him a lot. I think he has to be in the trade conversation. And as far as the Cavaliers, is there a chance that the Cavs try and send love back to the Timberwolves for for Jimmy Butler? I don't actually think so after they signed that deal. But maybe. As far as young guys, they're obviously not going to trade Colin Sexton. I'm not really sure what else I would want. I don't want the Timberwolves to get stuck with the Tristan Thompson contract by any means. But I'm not sure what the Cavaliers would offer the Timberwolves that would be exceptional, and I'm not sure that they would have anything better than the Heat or the Knicks or the Clippers, for that matter, to offer up. In this trade for Jimmy Butler, I think you really want somebody who can either try and take on Gorgie's cap space, or you want somebody who's going to offer you a young talent, but not like a rookie. Somebody who has proven that they can actually play in the NBA and actually contribute to your team, but also is in that 23-24 range where he's got a lot of his career left, and you can kind of have him around for the next 3 or 4 years with Towns and Wiggins. So that's kind of that healthy mix, and I think that you find that in Justice Winslow. I think there's a couple guys on the Knicks roster that maybe you could try for in that range as well. And I just don't see that on the Cavaliers. There's not a guy on the Cavaliers that I think they'd be willing to trade, or that I think the Timberwolves should be willing to trade for. And so if you can't find that on a team, you got to move on and be quick about it. And so hopefully the Cavaliers don't linger in this conversation, because I feel like that's just a dead end for the Timberwolves. But yeah, so there's the Jim Butler talk. We're going to take a quick break for some sponsors before we move on to talking about Tibbs and the front office. First, some sponsors. The Timberwolves have made it clear that they want the front office to take care of the deal with Jimmy Butler. And I think it's a clear sign to Tibbs, who's been trying to do the GM coach thing, that they want him to be a coach. They want him to stick to the coaching, that the GMing has not really gone favorably, and they would like him to work on just being a coach and work on fixing some of the things that went wrong for the Timberwolves last year and creasing out some of the wrinkles, flattening out some of the wrinkles from last season. And I think this is a big deal for a couple reasons. First of all, I'm trying desperately to be optimistic that it has the same effect as when the Clippers formally asked Doc Rivers to not be the GM and to just stick with the coaching. Doc Rivers, now part of this was that they traded Blake Griffin and you had some injuries. But also part of this, I feel like, was just him really diving back into coaching. You saw Doc Rivers play rookies and young players more than he ever has before. And again, a lot of that was because of the shift in the roster and personnel and injuries. But I think also just jumping back into coaching and focusing back in, really being back in the coach's chair full time, I think opened his eyes to some things, maybe some things he was missing before. And you saw the Clippers with a team full of B players and role players that nobody thought would do anything. Actually, for a little bit, was kind of a frisky, fringe 8th seed team for a few months, which is probably the best case scenario for what could have happened to a weird Clippers year last season. I'm hoping that has the same effect where they're kind of saying, you know what, we're going to handle the Jimmy Butler deal and we want this to go quickly and want the front office to take care of it, and kind of a message to Tibbs to say, hey, we need you to be back in the coach's chair. We need you to be a coach full-time, because that's what it's going to take to turn this thing around for the Timberwolves. Hopefully that has the same effect, where you see some more creativity from the jump from Tibbs. You see him kind of get his head around some of this stuff and kind of come to terms with some of the mistakes that he was making last year, and you see some more versatility. Because this roster has a lot of pieces that could make it really interesting and could play into the versatility of this team. You just got to use them. You got to put guys in the proper spot to have success. Perfect example. Wiggins is not a three-point shooter. He's not going to be a three-point shooter. Have him take over the role of kind of those mid-range jumpers that Jimmy Butler took. Have him running to the rim. Have him cutting off of defenders and away from the ball handler to try and get open and make space. And then you have a guy on your bench over from the Euroleague, James Nunley, who's an exceptional three-point shooter. Give him a lot of minutes and have him try and take on the three-point task that this team, or the three-point assignment this team was trying to find and lay on somebody desperately last season. Try and speed up through transition of this Timberwolves team by playing Derrick Rose some minutes, try and improve the defensive backcourt by playing Tyus Jones minutes. There's minutes to be had. The top two guys off the bench in minutes, and Jamal Crawford and Nemanja Bjelica, are off this team. And you have last year the starters playing way too many minutes. If you cut down their minutes and have the starters average around that 32 to 35 minute mark instead of that 38 to 41 minute mark, you're opening up a lot of minutes in just that those couple of things. You're opening up a lot of minutes for guys. You can really experiment. You can really be creative. You can really put guys in better positions to succeed. And if he's doing that, if he's focusing all in on the coaching, if he's seeing some of that stuff, I think that that'll help the Timberwolves monumentally, and especially the way they started this season. It's really important to put what's happened over the last couple of weeks behind them quickly, and nothing solves problems like winning. Nothing solves problems like winning. And so if you can do that, and if Tibbs can make that turnaround and get his head out of the GM chair and back into the coaching chair and see some of this stuff that that we've been screaming out for off our couches for the last year, I think that this can be a really encouraging Timberwolves season. And I think the number one takeaway that you should have as a Timberwolves fan is that the ship is not sinking, it's just redirecting. And so I want you to be encouraged, I want you to be excited, and I want you to be hopeful for this Timberwolves season as we launch into the media day activities. And that's what I want you to take away going into the start of the Timberwolves season. take it easy, Timberwolves Nation, and we'll have more content coming very soon. We're kicking into the regular season gear here. So get ready for more Timberwolves content coming down the pipe very quickly. Have a fantastic rest of your day, and thank you so much for tuning into another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.